Oh my God, people, get in the fucking van.
Get in the van! Van!
We're podcast stuff.
We're at a hassle of people tonight, and it's like herding goats on crack or something. I don't know. But so we're on our way back to the car. So, Patch, you had not seen this lineup yet. What do you think?
Oh my goodness.
It was fucking amazing. That's what's come.
Yeah, definitely that.
Everybody's had a
spam. Sorry. Yeah. Hello.
They got stuck.
They're drunken back there. They're also
the fucking who.
They are currently back there being, what was it, drunken goats on crack or something?
Yes. Right,
dawdling.
But about right. So, yeah, this was way higher energy than we saw on Friday, and Friday was pretty damn good. So
I believe this was the last show on the leg of the tour.
That's what my t-shirt says.
33-day tour.
This was the last show of that, so they may be continuing elsewhere, but
I love the numerology of that. No, that's the end of this tour, period.
Yeah. And a great way to fucking end it.
Oh my God.
So, spoiler alert, the new single that's coming out is Jacoby singing with them on the Wolf Song, or Wolf Totem?
Wolf Totem.
I had a little bit of a heads up on this from their publicist, thanks Jamie. But yeah, we got to see Jacoby jam with them tonight on stage. That really hurt. We also got to see Danny Case
From Ashes to New.
Doing UVUVU with them. So it was a 2-for-1, which was great.
And we got to see UVUVU twice.
Yes.
Once with and once without.
Yes.
Which made more sense this time around because they did the same two songs for their encore last time. But it didn't make as much sense because they didn't have the guest artists. So they just came and replayed their big hits.
And we were like, okay.
Okay, that's cool, but made a lot more sense this time.
Yes.
Oh my God, the energy.
Yeah, yeah, such good energy.
The guy with the deep voice,
yeah.
His energy is fucking infectious.
Yes, it really is.
When he smiles, you smile.
Yeah.
When he's grooving, you are grooving. It's amazing. I'm gonna call them the three main guys.
There's four main guys. It's the four guys up in front.
Okay.
One of which doesn't. He's the one playing the bow and arrow instrument at the end.
Correct.
Of course, closest to us on this shot. He doesn't have as much energy, and he's not really as much of a focal point as the rest.
But he's one of the four main guys.
Okay. I'll give it to him. I don't doubt it, but. The other three have such amazing presence, and I'm sorry, I'm a little disjointed because I was expecting us to talk about the other band first.
Oh, well, that's what we usually do, but, you know.
So the tonality and vocal presence that they are able to put forth in their show is gobsmacking. It's astonishing. It's just the whatever it is that they're doing is amazing.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, 11-7 picked him up, which is Motley Crue's label, and they're developing them with massive props to them because this is not like your typical like U.S. band.
No,
you know,
but they're
and
so they're amazing.
So amazingly good, but nobody knows how to categorize them.
Right.
You know,
metal.
And so,
just shut up and call it metal.
Right, and I mean, props to 11-7 for bothering.
It doesn't really matter, like, as long as you shut the fuck up and feel it.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is, like, you feel it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you can't speak the language or understand what they're saying, you fucking feel it.
Yeah, I actually like it better that way.
That's the best part
of it. Yeah, because it's just energy then.
The language is beautiful.
Yeah.
You're
here to get in the van. So we're doing the podcast. You can and announce yourself if you want to be on, or you can just wait.
Get in the fucking van.
Get in the van.
Yes, we're getting in the fucking van.
Let's see how this is going
to
work. You
can
pull the thing up to get into the back seat.
There you go. Okay, so we are literally getting in the van.
off to you.
So while we're doing all of this, so the opening band, Crownlands.
Yes.
Yeah, what'd you guys think? Because we saw them on Friday, so.
So we came in right when it was so, Robert Plant. It was so fucking Robert Plant that I couldn't
and
even.
And I thought it was amazing.
I couldn't even deal because he was barefoot on stage. He was singing. He had the flowy fucking clothes on.
And he had the right gesticulation.
It was so perfect.
It was.
No, but
it,
then.
It was. We watched Geddy Lee and Robert Plant have a love child.
Oh,
on
absolutely.
Stage.
Absolutely. No. That's so exactly first, the happened. First song was like entirely Robert Plant. And I was like, where'd they get Geddy Lee out of this? And then the next song came on. I was like, this is so Geddy Lee.
There's Geddy Lee.
Like, oh, so fucking perfect. And then that is
and
the
it's
most
only two people.
It was like they had a love child. I was like, that is so right.
That is totally like, plugged into my accurate. My doodad. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
You did.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Exactly
I will get them both.
Back to you
again. And
me and
Sarah had the same conversation where I came back and I was like, this is so rough.
And your fucking seatbelt is broken.
She was like, I oh. And then the next song came out and I was like, oh, no. Wait, hold on a second.
I can probably help you.
No, it's literally just broken.
Okay. No, it actually works. It's just the little thing around it that's, you know, broken. So.
But I can't wait for Scott to say, I cannot keep putting it in again.
Yeah. Jam harder.
You need me to spit on it? What?
Here's yours. I'm not going to move all around you.
So, just out of curiosity, who knows where the fuck I'm going right now?
So lost Crownlands.
Crownlands.
Anyways, so yeah,
two words. Crownlands.
Great. Yeah. They literally like I thought that was really crazy. I've ever seen a double neck guitar that had a bass or like a both guitar and a bass.
Oh, it's on.
I got it. I know. I have it too.
Yeah, mine's already started.
So anyway, they were lovely. They two lovely young gentlemen. I thought they were going to kiss at one moment. What more can you say other than, you know, Geddy Lee and Robert Plant had a love child on stage? I mean,
that was really
and then two people made all of that music.
Yes, that was really amazing. They were I had lots more to say before I saw The Who. they were lovely. I mean, they're kind of upset that Greta Van Fleet happened first.
This is totally true.
But they totally got that Greta Van Fleet. If Greta Van Fleet were like doing Rush instead of exactly.
And were slightly older and therefore not creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, I mean,
they're still a little creepy. But, you know,
yeah, that guy was 12.
He was older than what's his face from Greta Van Fleet.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. They were lovely, and the guy had an amazing voice. It's certainly if you're gonna go see one Led Zeppelin themed band this year, go see Greta Van Fleet.
Why?
Because they do it better. Crownlands was wonderful. If Greta Van Fleet is not coming to your city, go see Crownlands. Better yet, go see them both. But you know, I mean, my really all I'm saying here is that between, you know, $1 million and $1 billion, and that scale is wrong. Which one are you going to choose? They're both good. So maybe $1 million and $2 million.
A fusion of yellow.
Get out of the van.
Get out of the van. We're getting breakfast or something.
Cigar and gamble in the way. All men see what a world goes, and the more brown sound frays.
night.
So apparently the coffee shop we were going to is closed, even though they're not supposed to be closed. So we're probably going to get back in the van.
Back in the van!
In the meantime, let's talk music. No more bad analogies about crowd
work. I'm sorry. I just had a stroke on TV.
The crowd work is good. We like them. They're cool. The Who.
Let's go back to The Who.
Because, damn.
That was a spectacle. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that before. The energy, the sort of alienness of it, and I don't mean little green men, I mean it's just outside of my experience. It was phenomenal. And I would do it again.
And looking at most of their instruments, none of them have the right amount of strings for anything. You get the two string horse head fiddles. The guy on that was closest to us this time, his main whatever it is,
it's has three strings.
Has four strings. His secondary one had three strings. The green one had four. The gold one has three.
I think they both had three, but they're closed.
They're closed.
The bass player closes.
The cap is closed.
The bass player is playing a five string bass.
Right.
And I think the guitar actually had six strings on it.
And then you get a headshot.
No, there are no birds.
No birds were harmed in the making of this podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying. The Who, they were totally alien to me. It was amazing to watch. It was absolutely an experience. You don't understand. Well, I don't understand Mongolian. Maybe you do. More power to you. But the tonal and vocal rhythms and things that they're able to do. Whatever that is, I don't know anything about it, but it's amazing. And just the rhythm of their language while they're singing, even when they're not doing their weird tonal things, is astounding. And yeah.
And it's the whole package. It's the language, the tones are different, the vocals are different, the sounds that they're making that I thought were coming from an instrument originally on recordings, and they're not. That's the guy on the side making that noise.
Yeah.
To
his voice.
To the costuming, like all of their guitar straps and belts and everything are all like hand-tooled Mongolian leather that's got studs put in, and the one guy in the back on the guitar, his guitar strap is an actual alligator.
I missed that.
He was on the far side this time in the back, but his guitar strap.
Oh, my tattoo guy?
Yeah, the tattoo guy.
Okay. He's got amazing tattoos.
Yes, I finally got a picture of
his strap is a hand-tooled alligator with the full head and, you know, back spikes and everything all the way down.
Well, and they've done so much for Mongolian culture with, like, everything that they've been doing that apparently this week they're getting honored by the Mongolian government and whatever Mongolia's equivalent of being knighted. They're being honored with that, like this week.
They become kind of like,
and they're actually officially, yeah, they've actually officially been called cultural ambassadors for Mongolia. Like tourism is through the roof since they like made it big on YouTube.
And that other band as well, whose name I don't recall. There's another,
another Mongolian band.
Another Mongolian metal band. Their lead singer just recently passed.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact,
that's not the Cowardly Lion. The Cowardly Lion was someone entirely different.
Yes.
Something that I thought was interesting was like, okay, I was trying to think about how, so like these guys are very like Mongolian tribal mixed with metal, right?
Yeah.
But it's not that strange of a leap if you think about the fact that like metal is very tied with like Nordic tribalism,
right,
in a lot of ways. So I thought that it was interesting.
I would say folk rather than tribal, but yes.
But like, you know, like it comes from like, so normally metal is associated with like the Norsemen and whatnot, but, and there were myths and that sort of thing. So I'm like,
folk rather than tribal is
strange,
more appropriate of a word.
In a weird way.
Well, and I've been following a lot of indigenous of various cultures, metal from a bunch of different places. There's a whole bunch of res metal coming out of like the Navajo Nation, yes, from the Sierra.
I've seen some amazing stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of Celtic stuff coming out right now. There's alien weaponry out of New Zealand doing Maori stuff.
They're amazing.
You'll see
them. We have like three podcasts
about them. Yeah,
we being at the show totally felt like I grew up at powwows,
right?
So like my family took me to Native powwows. I was like, I grew up Native, and so this felt very much like that.
Yeah,
with that like just that feeling of like the drums.
It's very shamanic,
and the like and the dance of it.
Yeah.
It felt so good. And I feel like no matter who you are and no matter what you're dealing with, that resonates, no matter what.
Right.
I agree.
So, anyways, I thought that was
really yeah,
great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've touched on sort of similar.
The indigenous rock thing.
Yeah, before. Just
especially with alien weaponry.
The crowd that it brings out.
Yeah, it's so much more comfortable to crowd to me because it's a mixed crowd. It's not all like angry white guys.
That's true.
And I mean, this one was interesting because it looked like, you know, the majority of the Mongolian population of Los Angeles came out for this. There was an older woman there with a flag, and it had a very strong feel. Like there were people there who I don't think normally go to metal shows for sure.
Yeah, the woman with the flag, I saw her. I mean, she obviously seemed like she was there with her son. And was just like all excited, had the flag rolled up there before, just standing there in the middle of the crowd with what I'm guessing is her son. And this is just like a Mongolian pride thing at this point.
Which was really cool to watch.
It's like, you know, this is the homeland coming and singing their songs for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, even, really cool. You know, drunk girl who was bopping around and bumping into us and stuff, and you especially. there was a lot of cultural pride going on there, which was really cool. I just wish she'd been less drunk about it.
It didn't bother me much. You know, pretty little slips of women are welcome to come and shimmy all over.
I was going to say, I mean, the scantily dressed, attractive young lady was not bothering you when she bumped into you, though.
Not even a slip. It was the sort of thing that made me realize, though, that, you know what, this. It's different, but it would work pretty well in the strip club. Just ask me why.
Jumbos, absolutely.
So one of our members seems to have passed out on the coffee table.
So we're going to go get back in the van and go find some food. So
get in the van!
Get in the van!